This is 7AD, time for our weekly Power Savers chat with Adrian from DMS Energy. Hello, mate.
How you going, Darren?
I'm going very well. It's 9 years this week since you started doing the Power Savers on 7AD.
Doesn't time fly when you're having fun?
And I'd never, ever thought I'd hear you talk about the possibility of too much solar.
Well, there's no such thing as too much solar, it's how we deal with it.
An oversaturation of the market, maybe.
And it's not all bad. Short-term pain for a long-term good, but look, we all want solar on our roof, Darren. We all want lower power bills. We all want our own energy independence. But what happens when we have too much solar? Now, South Australia, we can see examples of this, where there is over 280,000 households have a solar system, which is about 35% of all their homes. Now, that might not sound much, with at least 65% of homes still available for solar installation, but ask the grid operators about how the grid responds to that much PV or solar, especially during the day when the majority of homes are empty, people at work, at school, and these systems just pumping their excess power into the grid. Now, late last year, for a brief period, 30% of the state's energy was supplied by mum and dad and business solar systems. And that's pretty good. And the rest was wind and big solar farms. So they had a 156-hour run of being 100% renewable energy, you know, no coal or gas in it. Now, we're in Tassie, look, we're rather unimpressed by that, as we see that effort only on days ending in Y. But it's proven to be a drama for South Australian network providers. For starters, some areas are blanketed in solar, like really thick, you know, probably more, let's say, more affluent suburbs and stuff like that. So it's not evenly distributed through the network. So much so, all new solar systems installed as of about 12 months ago have to have the ability to be able to be turned off by the network in the event of a massive oversupply event that could cause a cascading failure. So it's better off to turn it off when there's too much energy and there's nowhere for it to go, as opposed to, you know, letting the grid collapse.
Sure, makes sense, yep.
Yeah. Look, with more solar and renewable energy products still rolling out in South Oz, it has to go somewhere, and look, they're onto it. Obviously, sending it to other states on the national energy market is one solution, but there are other options that will also be applicable to Tasmania, so that's what we're talking about it today. So there's a new hydrogen plant proposed for Whyalla. Remember when the carbon tax was the boogeyman that was going to destroy everything in Australia, with Whyalla being wiped off the map? So much so, Craig Emerson took to the air, you know, singing No Whyalla Wipeout there on the TV.
Yes, cringy. Yes,
I remember. It was, yeah, to the Skyhawks horror movie song. It was cringy, but the frighteners were everywhere from all the usual suspects, and it was all doom and gloom.
Yeah.
Now Whyalla is the proposed location for a $593 million, 250-megawatt hydrogen electrolyzer plant converting renewable energy into hydrogen. And they're going to export this around the globe and use domestically. They're also looking at putting in a 200-megawatt hydrogen-fueled power station and a storage facility for 3,600 tonnes of hydrogen.
Wow.
Now, Whyalla has established rail and transport infrastructure and is also in close proximity to deep water ports.
Yeah.
That's very important. More importantly, though, to have such a large energy sink available once it's built, it will unlock up to $20 billion of renewable energy projects that are being held up as energy supply at certain times of the year is greater than demand. So you can have all these things that can make energy, but if you've got nowhere for it to go, they've got to be turned off. Plus, having somewhere that will take excess energy, it will negate the need for networks to turn off your solar system, and it means the last 65% of roofs can be utilised.
Right.
That number again, Darren, it's a big one.
$20 billion.
$20 billion. For the state of South Australia, of clean, green, 24-hour supply power projects, displacing coal and gas, which is what we all want, got to leave it in the ground. All because of renewable energy, and funnily enough, this time around, it has bipartisan support politically within the state. I don't know about the feds, but within the state, no one's saying this is a bad idea. So how things have changed.
Yeah, indeed.
Tassie, on the other hand, has only around 24,600 homes installed with solar, which is only around 10%. So at this point in time, we're a long way before we come close to the solar saturation of South Australia, and our grid having multiple sources of generation, plus being largely hydro, means it can handle more power input than nearly any other state.
Yeah.
Plus we have Basslink, and we have the aluminium smelters that can absorb huge amounts of energy. Basically, we have somewhere for it to go. But even more exciting, though, Darren, Fortescue Future Industries, now it's led by Twiggy Forrest, is still on the table to put in our own 250 megawatt hydrogen plant in Bell Bay. For the same reasons as Whaler, we've got a deep water port, lots of existing infrastructure and abundance of renewable energy.
Yeah.
Then we have the Mariners Link. That's another huge avenue to move energy off the island. So this will unlock our renewable projects and hopefully give our island the opportunity to have a renewable energy-led industrial renaissance, you know, give our kids jobs, get our industries moving, get the technical services back into Tassie. And guess what? We're helping save the planet at the same time.
I know. It's a win-win.
No one loses. So, look, those pushing coal and gas are holding this back. We need them just to get out of the way. The future is pretty bright, I think. Look, DMS Energy, we are the Northwest Coast leading solar suppliers. And if your house is one of the 90% of Tasmania, Tasmanians' houses without solar, where have you been? You're missing out. Every year, rebates get a bit lower. And while they're available, they make solar more affordable. Lower power bills at lower prices. Just get amongst it, because you are really seriously missing out.
Yeah, and there's financial plans available, so you don't have to fork out the entire sum at one go to get solar on your roof. You can pay it off and do all sorts of things, can't you?
That's right. And how many things do we buy in life that pay for themselves?
Yeah, agreed. All right, dmsenergy.net.au. They're on the facey, or you can check them out in person at 56 Sheffield Road, Sprayton. On the right-hand side as you head out of Sprayton towards Sheffield, it's the blue building. You can't miss it. It's got solar on the roof.
It certainly does. And look, anyone checking out our website, it'll be our new website. We've got a new, brand new, shiny one up and running. So let us know what you think of that.
All right, mate. Thanks for that. And we'll catch you next week.
Thanks, Darren.